You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We wanted to talk this morning about whether or not any of our listeners have ever inherited a princely sum of some sort. I have not. I have inherited money.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very much.
Sure.
But at the same time, I was so sad that I'd lost these people near and dear to me in my life. I wasn't worried about that or thinking about that. But I don't know what it's like for people who are... I will say this. I have people that I know very well who have inherited a boatload of money.
Well, our producer Josh is constantly talking about the surprise checks that keep rolling in from his grandparents passing, and it's
right.
In the thousands of dollars, and we want to shove him on the floor.
Listen to this note we got from Jill. She sent us a Facebook message, and I've got to share this. She wrote, "I heard you mention inheriting money and wanted to share this true story with you. When I was just out of college, I started working for a mom-and-pop business as their accountant and bookkeeper. After just a month on the job, the woman came in one day and sat me down and said she needed to give me some good news and bad news. The bad news, I was getting let go, but not because I was doing a bad job. She said she'd found out that an aunt of hers had passed away and didn't have any children, so she left money to various family members. But now get a load of this. Nobody ever knew that she had money at all because she lived a very frugal life. But she left my boss, out of the blue, almost $2 million. So they were shutting down the business, paying off their home, and just retiring. The good news was that they were giving me 5 months of severance pay to help me along until I found another job, cha-ching, which I did in about a week. Jill writes, isn't that the craziest thing you've ever heard? I'm still in touch with that woman 15 years later, and she and her husband are still having the time of their lives.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Out of the blue, so you're not even expecting it.
Those
to
are
get
the
almost
best
$2 million
stories.
Just dropped into your lap.
Those are the best when you don't know that your family member was well off. And you get that big lump sum. I have a buddy that was like that whose grandfather passed away, and they had no idea that he had this much money, and all of a sudden, boom, his house was essentially just paid for, wrote a check, and he was done. So I love hearing those stories. And I'm like you. Like, I've never received anything like that from a grandparent or a parent, but I think I would want them back versus the money. I mean, we all get excited about, oh, inheritance, but I think if it boiled down to it, you'd rather have your parents back around than all the money. But like if something were to happen to my parents and I would get some cash, I would almost feel guilty about it. Like, I don't know if I would want to accept it because I feel like I didn't really do anything to earn that, you know? It's just kind of handed to you, and it's uncomfortable for me a little bit. I would have to do something to try to earn it or something. Do you get what I'm
like
saying?
What?
I don't know how that would all play out, but I would just be kind of uncomfortable, I think. Don't you agree? Because some people equate it to like winning the lottery or something, but it's not. It's not. It's sad money. I don't know if I'd feel happy about it because I just want my parents back.
Like I said, when my parents passed, I didn't get much. It was a token amount. And I'm like what you said, I'd rather have my parents back.
Sure.
But I do subscribe, and this is a very unpopular opinion, so I'll just state it. I'm on an island.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it. But there's a train of thought that I subscribe to that it's better to spend all of your money as you're living, to live your own good life.
Sure. Yeah.
Raise your children so that they are able to provide for themselves.
Sure.
Rather than leaving them this giant sum, like you said, is.
Yeah. Ideally, live your life, have fun, go travel, spend your money, you know.
Now, granted, if you've got $50 million, sure, because it's really hard for most people to spend $50 million.
Right.
But these people who are elderly and they're living so that they barely turn the furnace on above 67 degrees because they want to save the money to pass along to their children. I don't get it. Stay warm.
I know.
Stay warm. Live a good life. Travel. Have great meals. Go out to restaurants. You've worked hard for 50 years to get to this point.
Yes.
But it's an unpopular opinion because a lot of listeners are going to say, no, you should save every penny that you can to leave to your children. I'm like, well, why don't you just raise your children to make their own money?
Sure, sure, sure. And then I guess if there's a life insurance policy involved or something like that, then you will get a chunk.
I don't have a life insurance policy.
Here's another one that came rolling in from Hannah on Facebook. She says, when my grandparents passed, they left all their money to their three grandkids. We always thought they were poor because they were very simple people. Turns out the three grandkids got $1 million each. They were total money hoarders, and nobody knew it. And that's from Hannah.
Yeah.
Here's another one that came in from a grandparent. Now, this isn't money. I mean, if we open this up for calls, I mean, you don't have to inherit money. This is from Jill. She says, my grandpa passed away about a month ago and left me his violin collection. He had about 150 violins. He loved collecting them. She says, very nice of him to think of me, but what in the world do I do with all these violins? I don't play. I live in a two-bedroom condo. They're stacked everywhere. I don't want to disrespect his memory by selling them. But then she says, come on, boys. And that's from Jill.
Maybe keep five of the best ones and sell the other 145.
Shoot, I'd start appraising them the next day. Are you kidding me?
Phone number 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649 is a simple question. What did you inherit?
What'd you get?
We got to know. We're nosy. Plus, it's just interesting to talk about because there's that whole thing. Like Jeremy said, he would feel guilty. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm not even sure you should leave a bunch of money to your kids.
Right.
You can agree or disagree with any of this. Andrew wrote in because I was talking about not leaving a ton to your kids, spending it yourself. Andrew says, Dom, I told my son exactly what you said, that I would leave him a little something, but that I was looking forward to spending almost everything I've worked for. He actually got angry and said it was, quote, his right to everything I've earned in my life.
What a punk.
Listen to Andrew. He goes, I never knew until that moment that I'd raised such a jerk.
Yeah, now you're not even going to get the little bit.
He says, P.S., we made up later, but I'm pretty sure he still has some resentment every time I travel to Europe or Africa. Yeah. Well, you know what, Andrew? That's just too bad.
Live your life, dude.
Paula says, my next-door neighbor inherited $600,000 and then gave half of it to charity. To me, that's the best way to go. I like that.
Yes, yes.
Very good.
I got three more that rolled in from Heather, Kim, and Johnny. Heather says, hey, boys, my aunt passed and left me her minivan. Try not to be jealous. That's from Heather. Kim says, I learned I received $2 million from my parents at about 9 a.m. a couple of days after my mom passed. I quit my job that afternoon. That's from Kim. And Johnny says, my uncle recently passed and left me his horse. Yeah, he had a horse that he had boarded down in Castle Rock. I live in Highlands Ranch in a cookie-cutter house with a tiny backyard. Like the violin lady, what am I going to do with a horse? It's super expensive to maintain. And that's from Johnny.
Let's jump on the phones, too. Here's Jacqueline. Jacqueline, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what can you say about all this?
Well, my parents have kind of the same thought process as you, Dom. I have two sisters, and they take us on a really nice beach house vacation every year for Thanksgiving for a week. We go on lots of vacations together, and it's always on my parents. They always pay for it. And they have told us a couple times, we hope that you guys don't expect anything from us because we're spending it now with you guys. And I honestly wouldn't have it any other way.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you're getting quality time with them for you to bank for the rest of your life that you'll always have those memories.
Absolutely. I'm inheriting it now while they are still alive.
That's pretty cool. That's a cool
angle. What a great way to look at it. You know, one of the things when because my mom passed when I was really young, and then my dad died almost 20 years ago. And we all got a little something, but not much. But one of the things that we did is that we kept this one account, Jacqueline. And whenever me and my brothers and sisters, the Sibs, we call it our Sibs trip, when we would get together, we would go out for one really big nice meal somewhere. And you got to imagine us and spouses. It could be at times 10 people around the table at a nice restaurant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we would charge that to my dad's account. And we would all do a toast to him and say, thanks, Dad, for the great meal.
What a great idea.
And we got to bond as family members.
I love that.
With his funds that he had left behind.
Great
and
idea.
I remember when my oldest brother said one time, he goes, guys, this is the last one. We have run out of the funds. So that was a very bittersweet, but a fun gathering. And that's, Jacqueline,
that's
very
idea.
Similar to what you're talking
that's
about.
Such
you know,
a great
you,
idea.
You get to
Absolutely.
Bank memories, so
yep.
good for you.
And we've talked multiple times about how me and one of my sisters have kids, and we've talked about how we want to carry on the tradition. So our parents are just kind of guiding us financially so that we're able to do that, hopefully, in the future.
I love it.
That's great.
Good for you. Thank you for
Thank
the call.
You.
I hope you have a terrific day, okay?